Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, September 30th, 2022. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter.
And Jason Bishop.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
That is the foursome. It is a football Friday on the Fan. We talk a lot of NFL throughout the show, previewing Commanders versus Cowboys, amongst other games. Also, sprinkling some movie talk. Kevin McCarthy joins us at 7 o'clock. Not sure if he's previewing Smile. I've seen the trailers for that. Looks pretty good. I haven't seen a horror movie in a while, but this one looks pretty good. He'll join us at 7. Bill Roth, who covers the Virginia Tech Hokies, play-by-play voice for Virginia Tech. He'll jump on at 7:25. We got our weekend parlay at 7:45. And John Feinstein joins us at 8 for Fridays with Feinstein. But front and center, last night you had a Thursday night football game between one of the two remaining undefeated teams, and no longer are they undefeated. The Miami Dolphins go down to the Cincinnati Bengals, who started off the year 0-2. Now they're 2-2 and starting to look like the Bengals who were in the Super Bowl last year. But the big story there is Tua concussed, and this is on the heels of what appeared to be a concussion on Sunday that they said was a back injury.
Yeah, it was weird. It was terrible. He got in that fencing posture, whatever, and he got hit, and everybody was freaking out. Everybody's scared to death for him. Mm-hmm. You know, make a cut to, you know, cut to the chase, because I went to bed afterwards. They said, yeah, he's got a concussion, but they released him and he was set to fly back on the team plane, which people are freaking out about, putting him on the team plane with all that air pressure. But I guess the doctors felt like it was okay to do that. But yeah, very scary situation. The whole world was freaking out about it.
Well, because in retrospect, so. Should he have been allowed to play? I saw Ryan Fitzpatrick, I guess, was pretty adamant that when he stumbled and lost his balance on Sunday, that it should have been a no-go situation. He shouldn't have been allowed back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they said it was a back, and they apparently put him through the concussion protocols, and he passed the test. But sure as hell looked like he was concussed on Sunday, and usually when you get concussed, you're more likely to be concussed again, and that was a pretty scary scene. Because I've seen it, I guess, a couple times before, but when guys' hands end up going like that.
Fencing posture.
Yeah, and then they don't move, it's freaky.
Yeah.
Well, I saw there was some criticism, too, that Amazon showed the replay.
Oh, people were freaking out about that, too. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it.
But you were asleep.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I watched the first quarter, and that happened in the second quarter, close to halftime,
close
correct?
To halftime.
6 minutes left, I think. See, the controversy is he checked out. So whatever protocols you go through on the sideline or in the locker room after he left the game against Buffalo, he checked out.
Well, he also passed all the protocols during the week.
Correct. So he wasn't in protocol. So I don't know. I mean, you can't argue with science. I mean, he passed everything.
And, well, maybe they have to do better checks, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know
if you can blame McDaniel as much as you can blame the doctors who checked him out.
Or the process is not thorough enough.
Yeah, did they take every single step they were supposed to take? I don't know.
I mean, I got to think CT is so big. I'm going to guess that
they did what they were told, but maybe there's more they should do.
Yeah, but winning is so big, too. And if a player can, you know, fake their way through a test, they might try and do it.
I don't think players can fake their way through tests.
It's just the game. Winning so big. Yeah, the guy's life is bigger.
I understand that. I'm saying, but sometimes the players, the coaches, they're not really concerned with that big picture. I agree with you, Valdez. It is more concerning big picture, but sometimes players will do whatever it takes to be on the field.
Well, no, every time a player will. For almost virtually every time.
No, they don't do
that.
I don't think players do that anymore. Players understand the health and safety as opposed to 5-10 years ago, so that if there is an issue with them, and it doesn't have to be a concussion, it can be any kind of injury almost, they're not willing to go out there and risk the arm and limb to go.
If the player has a head injury and they're hurt, they can't fake their way through a protocol test. I'm sorry.
They can fake by saying if they're asked about their symptoms, they can lie about their symptoms. And
you could
say
you don't have a headache.
Yes.
You could say that your vision's fine.
Well, I understand, but they still give them a test.
Right, but who knows how, maybe there's more tests. I'm wondering, maybe they could add an MRI or something. So, like, during the middle of the week, you do, like, a brain scan. You know what I mean? I don't know, maybe. If you suspect the guy's had a concussion, maybe there needs to be an extra level other than whatever test they're doing.
Do we know that they don't do that?
I don't know that. No.
I know they're not doing that during a halftime. So on Sunday, halftime, I think, is 12 minutes in the NFL.
12, yeah, 15.
They're not going to be able to administer that much. They're going to ask the guy, like EB said, a couple of basic things, and then they're going to do the finger test. They're going to do a couple
things that they do.
Right? They're going to do some field tests, and then that's it.
Yeah, well, the doctors did that, and they checked him out, and they said he was fine.
But they're doing an investigation now.
The other thing that they have, though, in their favor, if there is such a thing, is the whole week. They were presumably still testing him, and he was passing that, which might be, again, an indictment on the process that they need other layers. They need, like I say, MRI or brain scans.
Yeah, because a player could tell you, look, if you're a competitor, you're right, they're more aware, but if you're a competitor and you want to be on the field, help your team, and they ask you, have you had any headaches? Might lie and say no.
I guess a lot of those guys would lie.
I think they would. And also, especially if it's just a slight one, you go, not really. I'm fine.
Right.
Well, now he's going to be out multiple weeks.
I don't think they can play him for 2 months.
Yeah, he's going to be out multiple weeks.
And for his own, I mean, that's just a bad, bad, bad deal.
I saw somebody point this out on Twitter, and, you guys don't really watch much UFC or MMA. And/or boxing. It's more frequent that you see that.
UFC.
It's more frequent that you see that type of fencing response, as they're calling it, in boxing and MMA when guys get knocked out. And I think in the UFC, if you have that, it's like 6 weeks.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
He was knocked out.
I feel like Tua shouldn't play for a good long time.
He probably won't.
Poor guy.
He probably won't.
But it was incredible that, it looked so bad, and then like an hour and a half later, they release him, and he's gone.
He's on the
Supposedly,
plane.
He was wearing a neck brace, and he was in the scrubs.
And he's on the team plane.
And he's going, wheel him on the plane.
I don't know where he walked. I don't know.
I mean, I know nothing about medicine, but I would think they might keep him overnight for observation.
Yeah.
Might be the conservative, prudent way to approach it.
Some have said that doctors have advised others, don't go on a team plane.
Yeah.
The pressure could maybe exacerbate maybe some swelling you might have in your brain. But I guess you would assume that the doctors considered that before they cleared him to fly.
Health issue front and center before he was concussed. He underthrew Tyreek Hill on a deep ball by about 20 yards. Still not sold on Tua. It's debatable of on the field in terms of his play, if he's good enough to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And then when you pile on the injury issues, I mean, the guy misses a lot of games.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's part of the equation.
I only watched a little bit of it after the injury, but from what I saw, I didn't see the fourth quarter. I don't even know if I saw much of the third. Bridgewater came in right away, completed a pass. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Did he fall apart in the second half?
He threw a pick in the last possession.
His first pass, I think it was a third and 14 ball. And he just lasered one in for like 13 yards and got him close to the first down.
That's when they attempted the 52-yarder, right? Yeah. They got blocked or something. That was a weird call. I thought for sure McDaniel, the boy genius, was going to go for it.
Yep.
It just shows you there's no uniformity on, you know. So a lot of people would say that was the wrong call.
Look, Bridgewater is a very capable NFL quarterback.
Yeah, certainly looked like it from what I saw.
Like, he's a perfect type of guy when something like that happens to your starter, that you bring him in off the bench.
Yeah, you feel like you can still win. You feel like you still win.
That's Bridgewater's role now in the NFL, and he'll do that for another 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's just what he is.
Well, look, with the strength of their overall team, they played the Jets. They play the Vikings at home. They play the Steelers at home. Then they play the Lions on the road. Then they play the Bears on the road. So their next five, and then they play the Browns. So their next six, especially since the Vikings games at home, are pretty winnable, even if you have a backup.
That sounds even softer than my guy's
schedule. I'm not saying that Bridgewater is going to play in all those games. I mean, Tua might come back in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever. But the next five or six are winnable even with a backup. So they're going to take their time with Tua on this one, big time.
They have to.
Yep.
I think they have.
And look, that investigation or that, you know, the seriousness of that discussion on Tua from the Buffalo game will get even louder now that this happened.
Oh, absolutely.
Because whether or not it was residual from last week or not.
People are freaking out.
Yes, yes, they are.
Last night. It was crazy. I felt, you know, felt terrible for him. I felt like he would be okay, but some people were saying that this second impact syndrome, I think they were calling it, when you have two concussions that close to each other, that literally death can be a result of that second concussion.
Scary, man.
I mean, he was whipped down pretty hard onto the field.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I didn't even think it was that bad. Like, I thought the back took most of the brunt and then his head hit. But, you know, obviously the guy's 300 pounds. He's 200 pounds, you know. But it didn't look that severe to me. Obviously, it had a huge reaction. I'm not minimizing the impact of it. But maybe
at the time, maybe not.
Coming down on that, like, artificial turf, man.
Yeah,
like,
but when you watch the replay, you can see how hard his head hit.
I watched a replay, Jason, but I guess I watched it in slow motion, and it didn't look that devastating to me, which I think all in my brain leads to when he really wasn't healed from the week before, because that looked like a regular NFL hit.
He got whipped down pretty hard, pretty quick, I thought.
Yeah.
Scary, man. It's really scary. It's a big
time. And they can do all they want with the helmets. There's only so much you can do.
It's a violent physical game. Guys,
they can't wear that extra shell in the games that they were wearing.
That awful thing.
Preseason.
Guardian shell, I think it was called.
Probably wouldn't do much. All I know is, of course, I bet on the Dolphins, so I'm a big loser. I can't win an NFL bet. I think I've got one winner, and we're heading into week four.
You can't win an NFL bet. You got to take whatever your tingle is and just run counter to it.
Kind of.
Well, look, I mean, who knows what would have happened in the game if Tua doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, they took the lead with Bridgewater.
I didn't see his underthrow to Tyreek, but from what I did see of Tua, like, he was hitting guys in stride.
That's what I saw too.
Hit Waddle on a nice pass, hit Tyreek on a pass, like, down the sideline. He had a ball right in Chase Edmonds' hands for a touchdown that he booted, that he dropped.
No, he's strong in the short passing game. I think he was completing almost 72% of his balls heading into the game yesterday. But Herb Street pointed it out. Immediately, it's true. The question about Tua is the arm strength downfield. And look, it's one ball. And they were pointing out he just needs to throw the ball earlier. Tyreek Hill was on the left side. And I think he was kind of double teamed, but it looked like he maybe had a step on the guys. And he just has to throw the ball way out in front. And he didn't. And it got picked off.
When I got up this morning to look at the box score, I saw that Bridgewater had thrown 23 balls. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, you know what? There was another head injury.
There was an incident.
That was my instinct. And then, of course, I read up on the story and found that out. So,
but they claim the first one wasn't a head injury.
Yeah, I know.
There's a part of me that I mean, obviously it looks like an obvious concussion last week. But I've also had back issues, and I know Jason's had back issues, that you kind of do give out, like, if something happens. Like, I could see that too, potentially.
Possible.
But certainly looked like a head injury.
All right, got a lot to do on a football Friday. We'll shake it up, talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy coming up at 7. Some Virginia Tech football, 7:25. Bill Roth joins us, the voice of the Hokies. We got our weekend parlay, and John Feinstein joins us. That's all right here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. A late booking. Chris Nowinski is going to join us. He's a guy we've had on the show before. He became a professional wrestler. There used to be a TV show called Tough Enough, which was like a WWE reality show.
Are you certain that he was on that one?
99% sure.
I think that's right.
And I don't know that he won Tough Enough, but he was part of that show.
Yeah.
And ultimately, he left wrestling, became a doctor, and he's a PhD,
I do remember him, and he's
a big concussion expert. And before the game, he tweeted, if Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion, that destroys his season or career. Everyone involved will be sued and should lose their jobs, coaches included. We all saw it. Even they must know this isn't right. And he went on to say, in addition to stumbling when he stood up and falling, because they claimed, Tua said it was a back. They claimed it was a back. But he points out, Tua never reached for his back or leg. Instead, he reached for his head and then shook his head side to side to, quote, clear the cobwebs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he adds, the NFL and the Dolphins take us for fools.
There was clearly something wrong with his mind after his helmet hit the ground against Buffalo because of just the way he reacted.
Right.
Maybe he also had a back problem, too.
He could have.
But when your head hits the ground that hard, something had to have happened. And then whatever protocols, like we said, we don't know what they are. Whatever tests they go through.
That's the question I'm going to ask Chris.
He obviously passed it because the coaches go to the trainers and the doctors and say, how is he? And they clear him and they say, okay, he can go back in. All right. They send him back in.
And there's supposed to be an independent.
If the doctors told McDaniel he can't go, he wouldn't have played.
Of course.
So,
but Cakes is right. They also have an independent, so which is a great idea.
Yeah. Which they should have.
Yeah, not only do you have your team personnel, which are, you know, liable to be biased and everything else, you have your independent. So he passed the independent and the team test.
Right, right.
So that tells me if he in fact did have a concussion, which it certainly appeared that he did, that the tests aren't adequate enough. So they need to do better tests, whatever that is. Maybe it's, like I say, maybe it's a brain scan.
I think there's going to be a lot of grilling of the protocol, and it's going to come to light exactly, you know, what it entails.
Dee Smith's going to be on the phones all day today.
We saw this, though, last season. I can't remember the incident. Wasn't there a player who was concussed and then played a couple more plays, and then they ran the test, and he was concussed?
That often happened with the Redskins, it felt like. It felt like it happened with RG3.
Can't remember. I remember last season, and it was a mini controversy. The guy ultimately didn't have a second concussion like Tua. We're assuming he's had a second.
Well, I feel like it happened maybe even in the preseason with Cam Sims. Like, Cam Sims got hit, got knocked out, took him out of the game. They came back, scored a touchdown.
Then they took him out of the game.
Right.
After he scored a
maybe
touchdown.
Maybe I was thinking of Cam Sims. I mean, it happens from time to time.
And if
but
I'm Cam Sims, look, I know I'm trying to make the team, but I'm going to say, this is a preseason game. I'm not going back in.
Right.
I don't care if I'm going to make it. Like, I'm not risking my long-term health to get dinged in the head in a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
Yeah, but these competitors who are fighting for jobs, trying to make a lot of money.
I understand the pressure.
They're willing to roll the dice.
Also aren't necessarily well-versed in the long-term impacts. They've heard rumors. If people talk about it, they might not really quite understand. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Of course, it's hard for any young person.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to tell my daughter to save money, and she's like talking about IRAs.
Right.
When you're 21, you think you're thinking about what your life's going to be like when you're 65,
like
70 years
John
old.
John Dotson isn't. I mean, he seems like a really smart kid, but he's probably not that worried right now about what's going to happen to him when he's 60,
right?
Because he's like 22 years old.
Well, I'll give you a great example. My son is missing 12 millimeters of cartilage in his knee. They've told him, you're going to probably need knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is just, it's just you're going to need it sooner than other people. He says, I don't care. I just want to get through the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. He'll deal with
that.
That's
literally how he thinks.
Yeah.
And I said, Stevie,
have you ever had a concussion?
Yes.
Yeah. I had one in college. And obviously, that whole discussion wasn't as serious back in 1989
right.
as it is in 2022. But it's just it's an awful feeling.
It's a scary experience.
Did you have symptoms of like losing your memory?
I just remember not feeling right for days.
Mm-hmm.
I was up for a rebound and I got undercut.
Ooh,
and it was
head.
In practice. It was in practice, wasn't in game. And I got undercut and hit the head. And I was out for, I think I was out for at least a week.
Yeah.
It was just an awful feeling.
I woke up on a stretcher in basketball. except mine was a lot wider. I was getting dunked on.
Yeah.
And then my head hit the floor.
Mine
I woke up on a stretcher.
That's a lot of...
I didn't lose consciousness.
Mine's the most embarrassing. Too. I've told you this one before. I got knocked out in a flag football game. And I was running a pattern just across the middle, and I ran into, I don't even know if the guy was on my team or the other team. We butted heads.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I knew, I woke up and the ambulance was there on the field. And had everybody's head looking over at me. So I think that's a concussion.
Oh, it's yeah.
I mean, I was
probably.
Out for
obviously,
like 5 minutes.
Different levels of it, but yeah.
Yeah. Didn't feel any ramifications later other than I had cracked teeth. cracked molar.
Yeah. No, but it's not, you're woozy for weeks almost.
I don't remember that. I just remember being knocked out.
I remember like being like so spacey.
Yeah.
Because I would still go to practice. But I wouldn't practice.
Uh-huh.
I would.
Did you have to wear
there.
Sunglasses?
Yeah, you're sensitive to light.
No, but like I would literally just like shoot free throws for 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
And I would leave practice, and I was so woozy and spacey that I backed into my teammate's car when I was leaving.
No.
I shouldn't have been driving.
You shouldn't have been driving.
No.
Maybe that's what happened to Drabby when he backed into somebody in Florida.
I'm sure it was a concussion.
Maybe he had a head injury.
Do they pour concussions into 12-ounce cups?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By
the way,
named Pacifico.
Just to change the topic to something a little slightly more light and fun, Cakes walked by me. Cakes is looking slender, and I'm getting jealous. Because,
I mean, I don't think I'll ever be considered slender.
No, but he's looking skinnier. And he walked by and said, Cakes, you look good, man. He lost some weight. And he said, yeah, he has lost a few LBs. I don't know what. I'm not going to pry. But he looks good. And this is coming on the heels of me eating all the Oreos that John brought in here, all the cupcakes. And this morning I had I didn't know what to have for breakfast. And my daughter had bought Cap'n Crunch,
I haven't had
Cap'n Crunch in probably a year.
Delicious.
So I had the largest bowl of Cap'n Crunch. So I'm feeling horrific about myself.
You already had a bowl before you came to work?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a baller move.
Yes, I sat down and had a ginormous, actually, it was the Crunch Berry.
Oh,
Captain Crunch.
Crunch Berries are so good.
Which I haven't had in like a year, and I'm just feeling terrible. I know how, I'm spiraling out of control of my eating, yeah. And Cakes is coming in here looking skinnier every day.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
JP's working out at 4:30 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Jason never really fluctuates on his weight. You're always pretty solid. You're pretty solid.
I'm pretty standard. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't eat past 5 or 5:30.
I think he's the most disciplined with his eating.
Yeah, he is so disciplined.
He's actually intermittent fasting without even trying.
Yeah, yeah.
I finished dinner. Let's call it 6, and I won't.
What about booze? You're not drinking any booze
after 6? No,
it's amazing.
I think me and my crew. Well,
now 4 to 6.
Everybody was doing something different, but like Kelsey was in a class. And Dylan was doing something. Anyway, we all ate at Panera at like 7.
Now, last Thursday, different story.
All right. Well, that was a one-off for you. That's not really it.
Well, that's why I felt like total ass that entire day on Friday. But, yeah, I usually don't eat after 6, and then I won't eat today like a lunch until 11:30.
I don't have the intermittent fasting.
I mean, I'll have some granola bars. But
I don't have it in me.
I don't get hungry until
eat after 6 p.m. Like if I go downstairs and grab a beer, I'll go by the pantry and be like,
grab a pretzel or something.
There's some extra toasted cheese that's in there, or there's some chips in there, or there's popcorn. I can't get into the mode of, well, I'm just going to have an apple for a snack. I mean, who does that? Nobody does that.
Right.
I mean, Chris Farley might do it, but he's like super outlier. Like, I need something salty as a snack late at night.
Well, my problem is I need salt. And then once I get the salt, I go, oh, I need something a little sweet. Mm-hmm. And then I toggle back and forth.
Counterbalance it?
Yes! Until I get like a fullness.
Yeah.
I'm constantly going back and forth.
Sure.
It's awful.
Yeah.
And I'm in a bad stretch right now. I won't get
You're
near.
You're in a dark place.
I'm in a dark place with my weight. I won't go near a scale.
Well, you're not going to be doing much outside. Well, actually, where you're going to be in New York.
I'm leaving, yeah.
Because it's going to be rain from tonight until at minimum Sunday night.
Well, because of that, I followed through and put in my bet on my BetMGM account before I left D.C. yesterday.
You followed through. Look at that.
I put 275 on the under.
That's a big bet for us.
On the under in the
we Terps don't bet that much.
Sparty game at 3:30 tomorrow in College Park.
Now, I did watch the radar for the future weather for Saturday, mm-hmm. and it's going to be kind of intermittent,
yeah.
So it's not going to be a total
drenching
rain pour for the entire game.
Yeah.
There's going to be some times where it just stops, but leading up to it and then during the game, there will be rain.
Okay. I need it to
and wind.
I need it to be like biblical type of rain for just
maybe
like
at
3 hours.
Maybe at times.
Just give me a 3-hour stretch where it's just pouring on. It's now CQ Field. At Maryland Stadium, I believe, is the new name because...
That's what they call it.
I think that's what it's called because they bought out the naming rights from Capital One.
Mm.
There's a new sponsor at College Park for the field. I need just torrential rain for 3 hours.
You need a rainstorm that the Niners and Bears had in week 1.
That's exactly what I need.
I'm not sure it'll be that bad, but it'll be wet.
I mean, I'll feel bad for the students and the people attending, but... I mean, I need the bet. To
and by
through.
The way, Lee County, where Fort Myers is and where Sanibel is, unlivable right now. Completely devastated.
Well, I was at Fort Myers Beach a year ago, and there were some photos, like a before and after, the day before, like the Cigar Hut. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw it.
And I remember walking
afters.
Right by it.
Yep.
And the day after the mm-hmm. storm, it's up to the gutters, right? I mean, 10 feet of water. That is a spectacularly beautiful beach, and it was decimated.
It was.
Decimated.
I mean,
unbelievable.
The people in Tampa really escaped it because it turned east, 40 minutes south, and Fort Myers, it's catastrophic what's going on there.
And they reported thousands of people have died?
No, I hadn't heard
how many
people. I had heard like a dozen. Originally, they said hundreds.
Right, yeah.
But then I saw yesterday that somebody said a dozen people. So who knows? Maybe around the world, hundreds have died. Maybe in Cuba. I think Cuba got pummeled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cuba get pummeled.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear stories, and believe me, I didn't follow it so much because it's just too traumatic. But my wife was telling me, and I'm sure you guys heard, that there were people that were cleaning their lives on the roofs of mm-hmm. these homes
mm-hmm.
and the rescue people said they literally couldn't get there, and they died. Mm-hmm. They drowned.
Oof. Yeah.
Imagine you're clinging to the roof.
Oh, it's terrible.
And the waters get so high that even on the roof of your own home, it's not safe.
It's a gut-wrenching story.
And then, okay, you figure, all right, well, I'm going for a swim here. No, you're not going for a swim. That's it. Mm. I don't even understand what happens. Like, how do you drown? It just washes you away. Like, where does it take you?
Well, it's just so strong.
It's the force of the water. The
force takes you under.
I guess.
Is that what it is? I don't even understand physically what happens.
I mean, the videos are unbelievable. And look, DeSantis told them, leave your homes. So people who stayed, who live on Sanibel, they decided to stay.
Do you know how expensive it is to leave your home? Valdez brought this up.
Yeah.
For people that are told to evacuate, you live in that area. Let's say, you know, you're living paycheck to paycheck.
You got to leave
your money. You got to find a place to stay, stay in a hotel. How much did you say it cost the average person evacuate?
The average person to evacuate, it's $1,200.
Yeah. It's a bad deal.
Well, you're not
a lot of people can't
work.
Afford it, yeah.
You're not going to go to work because you can't work.
I'm just saying that's the risk.
But also the older people, they can't really move around.
It's hard
around.
For them. Yeah, it's hard
but,
to be mobile
But, I mean, there's
sometimes.
A three-mile bridge from Fort Myers to Sanibel. That bridge is gone.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's gone. So for people to get to them, to rescue them, they got a helicopter or boat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fourth strongest hurricane ever to hit Florida, but it's probably the most catastrophic.
They said it's like a 1-in-500-year storm.
Where's Andrew ranked? I remember Andrew.
Andrew's in the top
huge.
Four, but it might maybe it's in terms of how large it was and how strong the winds were, but I don't think it's as catastrophic as this one.
My brother was at the University of Miami during Andrew, and he was the president of his fraternity. And
what was that,
fraternity house, and he said everybody was just in the middle of the house, and he said it just 93? Sounded like a war zone outside.
Well, I mean, it's like, weren't they like 150-plus mile-an-hour winds?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be terrifying hearing that.
Well, these were pretty close to that.
Right. I mean, how
these were 175 over the water.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Once it finally hit the land, it wasn't 175.
Now they're saying, I guess, close. It's hitting Charleston now.
Yeah, Charleston's going to get
They say it's going to get 95 mile-an-hour winds, which seems like nothing compared to 155. But
yeah, I mean, it's brutal.
I've never lived through a hurricane. The only natural disaster I'd say I lived through, wasn't even aware of it. This was the one time that Cakes came with my family to Puerto Rico. We were playing tennis, and there was an earthquake in Puerto Rico. And when we went back to the room, our apartment's on the 17th floor.
All your pictures.
They said, no, they said, did you feel that? And they said that the condo swayed.
Right.
We didn't feel it. We were just playing
tennis.
Did
you feel the Maryland one like 10 years ago?
No.
Dude, I was in bed about to whistle when the earthquake hit.
Did you feel it?
Oh, yeah. I went outside. I was like, this isn't it. I mean, it stunned me, but I literally had to pull my drawers up and run outside. I was about to whistle. It was in the middle of the day.
Yeah, you were getting prepped and everything.
Do you remember that?
It was definitely in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, it was the Richmond earthquake, or down Mineral area.
Yeah, I think so. That's where, like, the thought was they're doing some experiments or something.
They're testing, like, an EMP pulse underneath the ground.
Did it? You were at work?
Yeah. I thought the building was going to come down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, come to think of it, I do remember feeling something. I was in the house. And
yeah. I definitely felt it.
Yeah.
It ricked me. Ruined my whistle.
Something tells me you recovered and went back.
No, I think I was traumatized.
Really?
I think
off.
I was slightly traumatized.
Knocked the internet out.
Yeah.
You had to wait.
No, I still had Wi-Fi. Or I still had my G or whatever you call it, 3G. Oh, man.
But anyway, man, it's bad down there. It's going to take them months.
But you're right about Tampa.
To recover.
That Tampa, I guess, didn't feel the brunt of it. They're going to probably have the game against the Chiefs in Tampa, not Minneapolis, which was
the replacement site.
Yep.
So can they fly out of Tampa? I have friends that want to fly up to Cornell today. Can they fly out this morning?
I got to think the airport's open by now, but I don't know that for a fact.
Uh-huh.
Fort Myers is, they won't be able to live there for a while.
Yeah, it was desert.
And 60% of Florida residents don't have flood insurance. And I'm guessing 100% of the houses in Fort Myers were affected by water at some point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 60% don't have
Some of them also, they look so, like, they had, like, nubby foundations. You know what I mean? They just look like
nubby. A lot of the houses are probably old. Right? Yeah. Been there a long time.
Yeah, they don't all look like Mar-a-Lago or whatever Trump's place was called.
Well, also, those big condos, those seem to be, like, the places to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I believe our old friend Michael Mara lives in Fort Myers.
Yeah, for sure. I know he was.
He was
putting something on social media about worrying about his roof flying off.
Yeah, the condos are usually okay because my condo in Puerto Rico, or my parents' condo, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it has hurricane shutters, but it's been through so many hurricanes.
Well, concrete structures. Exactly. They're not going anywhere.
I mean, there might be, there'll be damage to the buildings around there. And when they've had bad hurricanes, I remember hearing about the place across the street. There's a place called Pizza City. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an outdoor restaurant slash bar. And when the big hurricanes come, like, stuff will fly and fly all the way across and smash into windows and stuff.
I don't understand. Is it Jim Cantore? Is that his name?
Yep.
He's going out in the height of the storm. I mean, there's stuff flying ADs. Everywhere.
He wants the ADs.
He got hit by, like, a big tree branch.
Yeah.
I mean, a sign could just
come
along.
He's got some guns, by the way.
His head off.
Your guy, Mike Seidel, who was at your wedding.
Yeah.
He was doing live shots.
He does them all the time from those things.
I couldn't imagine doing that.
Also got, they busted him on Twitter because he was the one that they were accusing, I don't know what the true story was, of making it look like
he was selling it. He was selling it
and
hard.
And then they had other people just walking normally behind him.
Who was the dunk? Was it Anderson Cooper that did something in like floodwaters and then they showed like 10 feet away? It was like hardly any water.
There was nothing yet. He just stood in a puddle.
He found a spot or maybe dropped down in it or something.
This will be a good visual. Yeah. Nah, I don't know. I don't know what moves people. I have no desire. Our guy Reed Timmer, who Jason went and chased tornadoes with, he chases. I mean,
he was there
this
too.
Is what he does on the daily. He wants this every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to put these videos
up. There were videos of like three guys in the surf while the storm surge is coming in.
Yeah,
in
I know.
Florida. Like, you're crazy.
The thing that
you're gonna die.
So you saw the guy that just bought the $1 million McLaren. Did you see that?
I heard about it.
Yeah. So that thing washed. Literally bought it like last week.
Right. By the way, one of my neighbors in my court has a McLaren.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ridiculous. He shouldn't be living in my neighborhood.
Is it the $1 million version or
no? But I looked up. I think it was $250.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a lot.
But what also is stunning is I was just in Tampa, right? What, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the hell I was when I was at, what was that, South Florida?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's where
I had dinner at a yacht club, and I saw all those beautiful boats, and I was just sitting there, just those boats.
They're
now,
on top
maybe
of
in
each
Tampa,
other.
They might have survived,
oh, yeah,
but in
fine.
Fort Myers,
they're on top of each other.
Yeah. I mean, they're shredded.
Yes.
And every boat is over $1 million. Just shredded.
I can't even imagine.
I can't fathom
the
it.
Implications.
It's part of the equation living there. You're kind of rolling the dice that every, doesn't happen that often, but every 10, 15 years, you're going to have
buddy,
a devastating hurricane.
My buddy
hurricane.
And his wife are flying down to Sarasota next week to look at a place called Lakewood Ranch, which is a nice community, and they're going to look at a lot a week after this hurricane hit.
Mm.
Maybe they'll get a discount.
I was going to say, maybe the land value is less.
Yeah.
All right, coming up
but
next, we'll get into Commanders and Cowboys as we hit the skins here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Getting a decent amount of tweets this morning wondering why we're not on NBC Sports Washington. They're carrying the Wizards game. We are on NBCS Plus. So depending on what system you have, you can find that. We are on their second channel if you want to watch us. Of course, you can watch the Wizards there in Japan.
Yeah, hence the time difference. They're not playing a game
Wizards
here
are live.
6:47 in the morning.
Yeah, they're in Japan. Yeah. Tokyo.
Yes.
It's the Ruri homecoming game.
It's the exactly. Ruri World Tour is what it is.
That's the first time you've seen the Unicorn play with Bradley Beal. Interesting starting lineup. So they went with Porzingis at the five to start with Rui and Kuzma, and then Monty Morris, who they picked up from Denver, is their starting point guard to go along with Bradley Beal. So they're going with, I think it's a pretty big lineup. But also, Porzingis has never really been a center, but nowadays you can kind of get away with that in the league.
There's no such thing
and
as centers
and they definitely
anymore,
were doing the opposite of Jason's DeMatha offense, which was all about post-ups.
Post feeds.
From what I saw, they had five on the outside of the three-point line.
They have no
feed
regard
Moose
for
feed Moose Duff. Feed him.
Well, yeah, of course you would do that.
That's the way it is. Hey, I mean,
no are we having Coach Unseld Jr. on again on the regular
this
year?
That's a good question. I don't know.
We used to have him every other week. That was brought to you by Steampunk. So I don't know if
you can talk to your guys from Steampunk.
I'm sure they're all in.
Yeah. Anyway, we are on NBCS Plus, I believe it is, their second channel. Right now, though, we're going to hit the skins on the radio and on the TV if you're watching.
Right. We always prefer you listen. If you want to watch the video, too, that's great. Listen. That's how your boys get paid, Cakes.
Always need to get paid.
All right. Speaking of getting paid, I wonder, you think Cooper Rush is making some money for himself the way he's been performing?
Probably is, yes.
I think he's 3-0, right, as he's filled in for Dak over the last 2 years. And it's interesting. I'll give you a little nugget on Cooper. So what's been the one criticism? I mean, there's several, but one of the key criticisms this week of Carson has been he's holding the ball, what, too long, right, Cakes?
Sure.
Well, they say one of the keys for Cooper's success, he may be somewhat limited physically, but he's been very composed under center, and he's getting the ball out on average within 2.3 seconds, actually 2.36 seconds, which is second in the league, only trailing one guy. Who? Ooh. There's only one guy
who gets the ball
in the NFL
quicker
this year gets the ball out quicker than Cooper Rush.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
I'd guess it was Brady.
Brady. Tom Brady. And Cooper Rush is number two.
Look, I'm sure that's by design from the offense. Kellen Moore, I'm sure, is telling him, go to one of your first two reads. If it's not there, you tuck it and run. You throw it out of bounds. You don't throw it to the other team. And he's listening. It's working.
Now, Rush has a weird bit here. He is 3-0, and if he is able to beat the Commanders on Sunday, he'll be the first Cowboys quarterback in history to win his first four starts, and only the 27th quarterback in NFL history to reach that mark. Remember, when Troy Aikman started with them, would they go 1-15 his first year? I don't know that he started all those games, because I remember he was going back and forth with Walsh at one point. Maybe that was the second year.
Let me check on that one.
But, yeah, so...
He's a lot like Heinicke. He's getting pressed into duty, and he's making himself...
He knows the offense.
He's making himself millions of dollars down the road.
Right.
He's proven he's a capable backup.
Yeah, somebody will sign him as a high-level backup.
Troy Aikman played 11 games that rookie year.
Right, and then Walsh played like five.
Yeah. 9 touchdowns, 18 picks.
All right, the other big story from the Dallas perspective is Micah Parsons, right? I think he's just blown everybody away. He didn't get a sack last week. He was obvious a big point of their emphasis with the Lions, where they tried to they were double and triple teaming him to make sure he didn't have a big impact.
He was also under the weather during the game too, which I'm sure had an impact.
But through 19 games, he already has 17 sacks in his first 19 games. So think about it. We're excited about Jamin Davis, who's had like 3 sacks this year. Maybe he's got, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah, he's got 19.
He's got 17 in his first 19.
Yeah. Pure
There's
destruction.
There's only one guy who has more than that in 19 games to start his career, and he's a current player. Care to guess?
I'm going to say Watt.
No, Miles, remember, Miles got kind of a slower start to his career.
I'm going to say T.J. Watt.
No.
Not T.J. Watt. On a quicker pace than that.
Yes. Only one guy has more than 17 sacks in his first 19 games, Joey Bosa. 18 in his first 19 games.
That makes sense. Who's out with a groin injury, might be out for a while.
So, obviously, that's going to be something to watch out for, specifically when you're going against the Commanders, and I am the president of the Carson Wentz fan club, but you can't deny the fact that he's been sacked 15 times already this season.
Did membership take a hit after last week's game?
No, I mean, I'm still the president, but, you know, you're digging a hole.
I mean people, like, applying for membership underneath you.
Yeah,
you're obviously the president.
I'm the president of the fan club. There's about 3 people in the fan club. But it's always been that way. It's been a fan club of basically me alone.
Who are the other people in the fan club?
I can't think of any.
I'm trying to find them.
I can't think of any. I'm the only guy.
No, look, maybe it'll grow after this week.
It could.
Well, it would be helpful. But, of course, this is a bad combo because you got Micah Parsons. He's coming off a game where he was shut out. He's got 17 sacks in his first 19. This incredible start to his career. You had DeMarcus Lawrence, had 3 sacks last week. And, of course, Wentz is tied with Joe Burrow for the most sacks this year, where he's been sacked. Is it 15 times?
Actually,
already?
Burrow, I think, was sacked once last night, so he's
that
probably
puts him
the
ahead.
Leader, 16 to 15.
And then I guess the next closest guy is Daniel Jones.
11?
Who's been sacked 13 times.
Right. You never want to be comped to Daniel Jones.
Well, but he faced the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the sacks came from.
That is
3
true.
Times from DeMarcus Lawrence, and he was hit a ton.
I think 3
He was
sacks,
under assault.
If somehow.
And that's Carson, a quarterback who can run because he had 90 yards rushing in that game.
If Carson can come in at 3 sacks or less through the game, success for the Commanders O-line.
How many?
3 or less.
Maybe.
Now, I'm not willing to bet on it. I'm just saying that's a good measuring
Look,
stick.
If they win and they're 2-2, everyone's happy next week.
Certainly.
Now they're a possible playoff team again, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they lose and they're 1-3, 2 division losses back-to-back, and 3 conference losses, it's going to get very tense over there in Redskins Park if you're 1-3.
I think you're going to – if they get to 1-3, which is possible.
It's probably a little bit tense now, but at 1-3, it gets real tense.
1-3 is going to get really crazy. People are really going to start ratcheting up their criticism. I think – You know, the Ron honeymoon is clearly over. The Del Rio honeymoon was over last year.
Way over.
So, we'll see. The good news is, I did think we saw strides in that defense last week, even though they did give up 24 points. Let's see if they can continue with that. But huge matchup. Last I saw, is it 3.5 points on FanDuel? Is that the latest?
I thought I saw three, but I didn't check it much yesterday. Right. I should do that.
Right.
All right, we did move some things around. Coming up at 7:25, Chris Nowinski will, in fact, join us. He's the former WWE wrestler who's now the founding CEO of Concussion Legacy Foundation. We'll talk to him all about the Tua situation, where it looked like he was concussed on Sunday, but they did not put him in the concussion protocol, or he allegedly passed it because they said it was the back. And he, of course, was concussed last night. So we'll get into that at 7:25. But next, we talk movies. Kevin McCarthy's got four to talk about. That's next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.